So the we spoke about the first part of the parsha that Eshesifastoya with the isha that was the snua, and we spoke about the Bensaira Meira. Later the parsha, the Torah says. Torah says over here, let's take this one. V'yiyachli geva al isha v'layubash geva simlas isha. A man should not wear women's clothing, women should not wear men's clothing. Ki toya avas Hashem alakech kol yisayla. 5 times in this week's passage says Te'efa. And you have to understand why each time it says Te'efa. Usually Te'efa is a lashon that's used for arayas, for znus. Znus. So, if you take a close look at each time it says Te'eva, there's some connection to Znus. What's the connection to Znus over here with Kli Geval Isha? The Chayra, Pshat is when a man wears women's clothing, he could slip in where the women go. He could go to the women's bathroom, right? And once he passes on that, the Yetzer Hara starts to play with him, take it a step further. So what he's doing here is, what the Torah is telling us here is, don't tease the Yetzer Hara, right? He'll say, no, I'll be in control. I can wear that lady's clothing, I won't be able. No, you're teasing the Yetzer Hara. Don't tease the Yetzer Hara. That's what he's saying. That's what the Torah is saying. And teasing the Yetzer Hara already is a Te'efa. Because he might end up there. Pasha says, there's a Pasha over here of, okay, it goes through Nayim Rasa. And then it talks about, oh, this is a nice one. Lo Yavi Amayni Ma'avi B'Kal Hashem. Someone from Amayni Ma'av Shun cannot come into Kal Hashem. Gam Torah Dar Siri Lo Yavi Lo B'Kal Hashem Ad Oilam. I mean, of course, they can become a ger, but they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Right? So they can become a ger, but they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. By Edom and by Mitzri, what does it say? It says Lesayv Adami ki achichu Lesayv Mitzri ki ger. Banim Hashi Yevodalem Dar Shlishi Yavalem Mekal Hashem Dar Shlishi Kod. Why? What's the difference? So the pasuk says, why Amoni and Ma'avi cannot come into Kal Hashem? 2 reasons. Atvash leKidmu Eschem Alechem uVamayim. Because they didn't come to greet you, lechem emayim. Vashesocha lechas bilim ben ba'armi psaram narayim lekal lecha. So what happened over there? Number one is that advash lekidmu eschem ba'lechem emayim. We even asked them, "Can we buy it from you?" They didn't want to do it. So that was the chesaron hakar satay. They were kafui toif. Their whole existence is only because Avram saved Lot. Who saved Lot? Hashem saved Lot by Sodom. Hashem took Lot out of Sodom and saved him. So they owe tremendous hakaras toiv to Hashem, to Avram, the kafuye toivah. And also that they hired Bilam. I mean, I don't understand what's the time that they hired Bilam. They had a problem. Klal Yisrael is coming to them. Klal Yisrael's cuts, right? They don't want Klal Yisrael getting close to them, right? When Avram said, "I don't want my son going to Canaan," because the cuts stay away from them. You stay away, and Klal Yisrael's coming towards them. They hired Bilam to get Klal Yisrael away. The answer is because all they wanted was that Klal Yisrael shouldn't come into their land. The pasuk says there, Ba'aretz. Bilam said, "I want to get rid of them from the oilam, from the world." And they were masking to Bilam. Yeah, get rid of Klal Yisrael completely. They don't deserve their existence. So they're denying this whole fact that they owe Klal Yisrael Akar Sadaif. Mitzri and Edomi were cruel people. They were cruel. They were cruel. They did cruel things to us. The Torah is being megala to us that there are different types of midos. There are midos which are genetically part of you, and there are midos which are not. The mid of kifuye taiva is part of their existence. And therefore, even if they come a ger, and kiger shenayla dami, it's a ger is kikot and shenayla dami. His goof is starting over again. But his genes are his genes. He is who he is. He's a kafuye taiva. We don't want that kaiso. But being cruel is not something that it's in your genes, you could change it, that you could change. It takes time. So by coming a ger and acting as a yid for three generations, then he will become someone who can now enter into Klal Yisrael because he fixed those midas. Those midas could be fixed. So therefore, a person has to take out of this that there's certain midas which are harder to correct than others. Not that you have to give up. Not you're in the kal already, so you can't say layovim and mikal shem. But midas are work. It takes work. Even the midah that could be fixed, it takes three generations. But we have to work on ourselves to change our midas. We spoke about the next parasha in the morning a little bit. But kisitz ocham mishmatu kol davarah. Then we have over here also, we have Machse Grushasin. There's an issa that if someone divorces his wife and she goes and she marries someone else, he's not, and then someone else dies or divorces her, the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. Why? Why is it us? She's a single lady now. Why should it be us? So, the question is, someone dates 10 girls, right? He only married one of them. Right? So he dated 10 girls. So, what happens? Sometimes the thought comes to mind, like, you know, maybe she would have been better, right? And that's not a good thought for a marriage, to start thinking like that. That maybe I made a mistake, maybe I... So how do you prevent that from happening? How do you prevent that from happening? So the Ibn Ezra, the famous Ibn Ezra says, you know how you prevent it? In your mind, you have to picture that every other ish in this world is the wife of a king, where if you start thinking about the queen, the king's going to chop your head off. It's not even negates me. I'm not even thinking about it. So therefore, the Torah is saying, and that's the Eitz, and that's where a person has to train himself. When you get married to someone, you're committing to this one, and there's no one else that exists, no one else that comes into my parasha at all. It's one and only one. There's no variety to it. But comes Machzik Rishasi, the Torah says, okay, this person, he lemaisa, he was married to her. Now he divorced her. So it's very easy for him to start thinking, you know what? Maybe I'll get her back and be thinking about her. Torah says no. Once she marries someone else, even if he's going to die, you're not getting her back. So even if you're going, you pay the guy off to divorce her, or you kill the guy, you're not getting her back. She's not negated to you anymore. You're not negated to you anymore. That's what Torah wants. Not negated. You made a decision. That's it. It's done. If she gets married, someone else is done. There's no more thinking about it. But that's the Yisrael. Person has to train themselves that to this Yisrael. Okay. There are many other than more than this week's passion. Big passion. Shalom l'chom negat tzras. But everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.